Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So it's good to be back. I am back, as the song says. I heard Monday was relatively uneventful. Eric, it's funny. I come in, I was telling you this morning, and I hear First News, and I'm like, oh. It's like Groundhog Day. We've won the Iran war again. The Strait of Hormuz is open. Oh, boy. Tell that to my gas tank and my credit card bill.
Right?
It's yikes. I feel like it hasn't gotten any better at all. It's costing a fortune to fill the car up. And yesterday, the World Cup game, I was happy not to have had to go into Manhattan yesterday.
Yeesh.
But traffic not too bad.
There was nobody on the road yesterday.
Right?
Bob and Jill both were talking about, it was a ghost town.
Surprised me with the World Cup game. We got lucky because we took the kids to the airport yesterday, and it was less than an hour.
Which airport? Was it out of Newark? Newark? Yeah.
Yeah, less than an hour. Although I have everybody looking into Philadelphia for flights next trip.
Yeah, I think you'll be much happier.
I just think it's a better airport. Yeah. It's easier. But the traffic's surprisingly not bad, even with the World Cup game going on.
Well, you had two. You had the World Cup at the Meadowlands and then in Philly.
Yeah. You imagine 80,000 people sitting through the rain.
Ugh. I've been at sporting events in inclement weather before.
It's the worst. And
at least it was warm. If it was cold and rainy, that would have been horrible.
That's true.
But at least it was warm. But I mean, that was some rain that we had yesterday. I don't know if you got it.
Intense.
It came down. What's that?
Did you get it at your house?
Oh my God, did we get it at our house? It was coming down so heavy. You know, we have that retention basin behind our house.
Yeah.
That basin was filled up almost to our backyard.
No kidding.
And,
dogs want to go and play in it?
Well, Holly wanted to go swimming, but I didn't feel like having to hose her down and dry her out at 7 o'clock last night. But it's, and Sandra won't go out there because she's afraid of snakes. She thinks there's snakes in there.
Are there? There might be.
I've never seen a snake in our yard. In all the years that I've lived in that neighborhood and been in that retention basin, I've never seen a snake.
But she thinks it could be.
But she thinks there could be.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So she won't go anywhere near it.
That is funny. You know, my daughter doesn't like snakes. Elizabeth is not a fan of snakes either. But I don't think we have. I've seen one or two.
You're typically going to get like a garter snake.
The little ones.
Or a corn snake or something like that around here.
There's a ditch on the other side of the road where our house is on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think every once in a while, because that fills with water sometimes. And the water flows, and it was flowing yesterday. I mean, it was shocking the amount of rain we got in a relatively short amount of time. But it rained almost the entire way to the airport.
Oh.
So it's not like it wasn't a quick burst. It rained for more than an hour.
Yeah, I was supposed to do something in Browns Mills, Pemberton last night. And fortunately it got canceled because just about the time I would have been driving south, that storm would have blown in. And it was so intense that visibility was really bad when you were driving. So I was happy I didn't have to drive there last night.
Although I wouldn't want to be waiting for a New Jersey Transit train either on the platform in driving rain like that.
No, not at all.
Right? So but you're right. It was warm. So I want to ask you, the 4th of July is coming up. I almost can't believe it.
You're right.
It is literally 10 minutes away. And some of these local events being canceled. I was a little surprised that Gloucester Township Day canceled again.
Yeah.
Because of the teens showing up.
Well,
I was going to ask you, what is going on? Are they targeting certain towns on social media, or is it just preventative?
I think it's preventative, and it's preventative because this is what mayors and local police chiefs are struggling with. Not that there's any intelligence that you're going to see one of these, you know, wilding events where these teens come in from out of town and just rampage through these events like happened in, what, 24. It's putting
500 teens showed up.
Yeah.
In 24.
And these are not local kids. I mean, these were many of them took Ubers there. It's trying to come up with a security plan as a contingency. The what ifs. These events largely are now being canceled because of what if. There's been so many of these wilding events that mayors and police chiefs are like, hey, we don't have the personnel, we don't have the budget, we don't have the ability to guard against this, prevent it, or tamp it down if it does happen. So that's the problem that you're getting into with a lot of these canceled festivals and some of these things around the 4th of July as well, that they just, they're not going to take the chance.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it because you're going to need the extra law enforcement, and you get 500 unruly kids who are coming in from out of town, Philly, New York, all of a sudden a quiet suburban town where you might get, you know, 800 or 900 locals to come out for fireworks or a parade.
Yeah.
Now you increase that number by 50%, and none of them have any stake in the town.
No.
They don't care.
And you've gotten also to the point now where I've talked to a number of different police chiefs where they are assigning a detective in the detective bureau to do nothing but scour social media looking for chatter that something could pop up in that town. And they have been effective in multiple cases. Asbury Park's most recent one, where they identified one of these pop-up invitations and tamped it down immediately. And there is a new law that allows the promoters, organizers, et cetera, of these events to be prosecuted.
Good.
And, you know, but it's the downside of that, as the chiefs will tell you, is that's great that we have these resources and they can use AI technology and bots to kind of scour through to see any reference to their town.
Right.
But that is now a detective who is not working on active cases.
Right. For other crimes that are happening all over. So question for you, was your parade canceled, your event, your festival canceled? And what are you planning as the 4th of July, the 250th anniversary of the country, is coming up? Do you feel that there isn't the same level of intense patriotism this year? We've been talking about the difference when I was a kid and we hit the 200th in 1976. Everything was red, white, and blue for months leading into the 200th celebration. People had their plans. They were ready to go. It was everything. There were flags on school buses. I mean, it was a completely different time. Do you feel that something's different this year? Because I certainly do. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:16 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I was just thinking about the, it's sad to me that we've got a problem of unruly kids coming from outside of our small New Jersey towns that are just wrecking some longstanding traditions for the summer, the festivals, the parades, and it's a shame. And, you know, America's 250th birthday is coming up. And I don't know about you. I don't see the signs of intense patriotism that we saw in 1976. 1976, we were getting ready to celebrate 200 years of American independence. And it felt like the entire country rallied together. And it was everywhere. You saw it in Major League Baseball. You saw it on the Little League field. You felt it in the schools. There was patriotism. I mean, even in our public schools. And I don't know, guys. I don't see it right now. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't think there's the same level of intensity that we had before. What about you? Are you feeling the patriotism? And what is happening in your town? Because I think the sad part is, and it really, it's two sides to the story. On one hand, we can't have nice things because you got unruly teens that are willing to come into your town and wreak havoc. On the other side, I don't feel the intense patriotism driving toward the event at any level. Like, are you going to go to New York City to watch fireworks? Are you going to go to Philly? Are you going to shoot fireworks in your backyard? Or are you just going to skip it? Now, for me, interesting, Jody's going to be in London for the 4th, and I'll be working. I'll be in Manhattan broadcasting that morning and then that that evening, and then I've got a dinner I'm speaking at. So I've got a busy, busy 4th, but it doesn't feel like it did 50 years ago. And again, you know, I was 7 years old, but so as a kid, you really felt it. But I wonder today, are you feeling it? And is this year a little different? And is there, what is it? Is it politics? Is it the fact that we're at war? Is it that we are not as close with our neighbors and our community as we once were? Something is different this year. Are you feeling it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 6:26. Your call's coming up on the other side of the news with Eric Scott in 4 minutes. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back in. So I don't say this as anything other than an observation. It seems to me that we don't have the same level of patriotic emotion this year as we did 50 years ago at the 200th anniversary. How about you? Let's go to Al in Trenton. What's going on, Al? Morning.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that people are just generally divided. I think, no offense, but like all the media messaging over the, I mean, you can go back decades, but I mean, with all the news that, you know, LGBTQ and, you know, Trump's a racist and all that stuff. I think the country's just so divided.
Yeah.
And people are on different ends of the spectrum. I'm not saying that's true or not true, that stuff, but, you know, I think it's been blown out of proportion. Normal people like gay people, trans, nobody cares. And I just feel it's definitely gone on for decades, and I think history's being forgotten.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the pride flag, because I've had this conversation. A few folks that are I'm in touch with online, you know, friends who are gay, and they don't like the political push with the rainbow nonsense.
Yes.
They're like, "What are you doing? Like, we're just fine. Leave us alone." And, right? And now you got a pride flag in every one of these towns, and you know, and there's a battle, and if you try to show any symbolism of Christianity, look what happened in Major League Baseball. The guys put Bible verses on their hats. They got in trouble.
Yes.
But the pride flag becomes like, you know, why would you have a second flag? There should be one pride flag. It's the American flag. That should be what we are celebrating. But no, you're not wrong. And I've said this. We became a far more racially divided country after electing a black president. How the hell did that happen? Right?
Well, yeah, wolf in sheep's clothing, and that's all I can say to that. I mean, that's totally.
Well, I think Obama's a terrible person. I think what he did it on purpose. I mean, this was truly a divide and conquer, and the Democrats, look, they're doing it now. We're divided over the fact that they flooded our country with illegals. So, yeah, I get it, but why do you think people aren't stepping up and feeling the pride of saying, hey, we got to take our country back for normal? It's almost like there's a defeated attitude out there.
I agree with that. And I think that's the word. I think people are tired. I think they're defeated. I think they're just like, I think there's a, what are we supposed to do now? You know, get out and just start, you know, start fighting.
Well, it's a good point.
People don't want to fight.
I have said this. I said, you're not going to vote your way out of this, but that doesn't mean we need a revolution. It means I've said this to a lot of political folks that I work with and talk with and deal with. And I said, look, you have to have organizations willing to start to bring lawsuits. The courts are the way back. And, you know, it's lawfare. Yes, it's But if you look at how the districts are drawn, if you look at the lack of voter participation, the only way now to protect our constitutional freedoms is to start suing over every bad law that's out there. But this is a long process, and we better start electing people that speak for America. And, you know, otherwise it's going to be very hard to come back. Well, anyway, I remain positive because I love this country, and we may be in a lull right now, but I believe that there are better and brighter times ahead. Al, good to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Jan in Rockaway. Morning, Jan. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Bill. I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what do you think? Is it different this year?
Well, I was much, much younger 50 years ago, but it is different. I live in a great area, though. I live in Morris County.
Yep.
So there's lots of pride up here and lots of good thinking, positive thinking. But, yeah. You know, funny thing, I was talking to your screener about even his name isn't Mondavi, but that's what I call him. If you listen to the words he said after the Knicks one, it was all negative about your city treats you like crap.
Yeah.
And your city does this. And I'm like, and then he says, oh, thank God they won. You know what? Keep your mouth shut if you don't have anything great to say.
Well, I think what was funny about the mayor of New York reciting statistics as if he's been a Mets fan or a Knicks fan his whole life. And it was so disingenuous. Like he was trying to be relatable. He had the jersey on. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you guys knocked Donald Trump for going to the game. But the reality is Donald Trump's been a Knicks fan since the beginning. I mean, you know, long before he was running for president or thinking about it, he was going to Knicks games. There's a legitimate fan base with guys like Trump and Mamdani coming in and acting like he's the man of the people. The truth is these are interlopers. These guys are, they are here to disrupt the system. It's why all these illegals have been brought in. It's why, you know, we're literally importing the third world. And our cities are reflecting the third world. And you can see it. And now they're trying to do this in our suburbs. And, you know, Jan, that is... So my message today is, if you're feeling this lull, you're feeling down, this is the time to stand your ground, stand up, and start to focus on really what's important. And protecting our constitutional liberties, our families, you know, getting together as neighbors and friends and family. That's what's important, and that's the path back. Jan, good to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Avery in Toms River. Morning, Avery. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Nothing. I was just listening to the station. I'm on my way to work. I work in the city. And it really dawned on me how you guys are talking about. There's no patriotism. Nobody's really feeling it. I'm 28 years old. I grew up. I was born in 1998, okay?
Yeah.
From the time I was a kid till now, it's completely different. So I don't even want to know what it was like back then when my parents were growing up. I'm sure it was way better. But to me, our young people, especially our generation, we feel not only are we priced out of literally everything, the stock market, all-time high, gas, all-time high, houses, all-time high, rent, all-time high. We can't even watch TV anymore. We have to 15 different subscriptions. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So not only is a lot of people are just completely unmotivated and feel like we're just giving up as a whole, but the hypocrisy in this country is also a joke because we have all our politicians, the president, and whatever. Everyone's saying we have to tackle fraud, go after crime. Okay. We go after crime. Great. The city president of the United States launched a meme coin on Solana and stole billions of dollars, along with his wife. Nobody wants to talk about it. Yeah. Not one person wants to bring up that question. I don't know why. I really don't know why. So there's all these things. Where does that set the bar for people? Okay, this guy can do this. Why can't I do that? Why can't I do this?
No, Avery, it's valid. I mean, look, his son Baron is now worth $150 million. How'd that happen?
He's
got his daughter buying an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, building a God knows what they're doing. Avery, as a Trump voter, I have been critical.
I voted for him too, believe me. I voted for him too. And everything I voted for, in my opinion, I feel like the complete opposite.
Yeah, we didn't get it. Really, we didn't get it, Avery. It's a betrayal. You're paying $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon in gas. Your homeowner's insurance, if you're lucky enough to own a home, is through the roof. Your car insurance out of control. I've had this conversation. My son, who's a little younger than you, you know, he and his friends, they're looking around saying, how is it possible that everything in the economy is working against us? That nothing is affordable. How is that possible? How do you get your feet grounded to live the American dream if you can't afford to go out to dinner once in a while? Right? It's madness.
And I try not to LARP on the doom and gloom, and I try to have a positive mindset towards everything.
Yeah.
Very hard. Very hard.
Well, you know what, Avery? I'm going to continue to be positive, but being positive doesn't mean you ignore the real problems going on. And I've said this, the Republican Party betrayed us and the Democrat Party is trying to usher in communism. So we need like-minded people to rise up, independent critical thinkers, and say, we've got to solve this ourselves. And that starts at the local level. Good to talk to you, man. Drive safe today. Peter, Joe, I'll be right back. 647, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. You know, it was good to hear that young caller Avery earlier. It's not about being negative, guys. It is about being grounded in reality. And the reality is we are not better off now than we were 4 years ago in terms of the economy. If you can't afford to buy a house, if you are 30 years old and you have to have roommates, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And when the elites continue to make piles and piles of money, when members of Congress sign up for a $160,000 job and walk away with a net worth of $40 million, that's a problem. You know, and look, Donald Trump is a business guy. I get it. I don't begrudge Barron anything. He had to suffer through life being raised in the public eye. That's not easy. But how does the kid in the White House all of a sudden overnight have a net worth of $150 million? How is it possible that the Trump family is making billions of dollars? How do you launch new ventures and then it's your government that regulates the new ventures? Come on, there's something wrong with that. And I know all the Trump, you know, the MAGA world out there gets mad every time I am critical of the president, but I want to have a real conversation with you. It's not by accident that we are struggling and suffering, and the middle class is disappearing. They say we need more housing units. Who's getting those housing units that we need? Because the married couple who's just had their third kid can't get out from under renting a place that barely meets their needs because they don't have the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in cash for a down payment and then couldn't afford the rent anyway. And then you add to that an average real estate tax in this state of $10,000. Average. That's it. 10 grand is what people are paying. And many of us are paying a lot more than that. For what? For what? Because we're stuck? At what point are we going to say we're not going to take it? And maybe my message is to you if you're in your 20s. You're the ones that have to take this country back. You know, I'm a middle-aged guy, and you know, once you hit 60, and I'm 57, you start to think differently because you're at the back nine, as they say. But you guys are just starting out. Avery was spot on today. It's not fair. It's not right. Who is getting all this money that I'm paying in taxes? Illegal immigrants, criminals from Africa and the Middle East and South America, and I'm paying for that? Meanwhile, our own kids who did it the right way, went to school, got their grades, whatever they were, got the job, did it all, followed the rules, can't afford to buy a house. Something wrong with that. And meanwhile, government's coming in and forcing small businesses to pay minimum wages of, I just heard it out in L.A., $25 an hour. Come on. Come on. Minimum wage job is not a career. It's an add-on. Come on, guys. Like, we have gotten full-on stupid. And I think maybe that's why people are not as juiced up about the America 250. But what are your thoughts? Joe, you've been patient. I'm going to get to you right after the news. And Peter, and everybody else, hang in there. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:56 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
.710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about patriotism. Eric, you and I both, you know, were around for the 200th birthday of this great country. Yep. Totally different climate then. I mean, flags on school buses. Like, I can't. It was so, it was like intense patriotism. I was seven.
Yeah, I was six. But I remember it because we were living in the really small town. It was a town called Springville. It's in southern Erie County. It's about 45 miles southeast of Buffalo. And it was, you know, we jokingly refer to it as Mayberry. And, you know, that's kind of the town that it was. You know, you had the bandstand gazebo in the center of town. Yeah. And you had the main street and you had, you know, all the local shops. And I remember just an ocean of red, white, and blue. Every home had a flagpole and then little flags sticking out front. Every business on Main Street was all decked out in red, white, and blue. They had the bunting all over the gazebo. There was a big celebration. There was a parade. I mean, it was it was the real deal. And I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And Sandra, we do a 4th of July party every year. And she's got all kinds of stuff. You know, we're putting together little mini flags. I just got a new flag for the flagpole in the backyard and some bunting to go around the deck. But the emotion of it doesn't feel anything similar to that.
No, not in the public square, at least. I don't see it. I mean, there's certainly the marketing and, you know, but it's almost as if the patriotism has been politicized. And there's like the pro-Trump groups, as far as I see on social media, have the flags and the 250. And others, not even talking about it. Not even talking about the significance of 250 years of independence. And it's bizarre to me. Now, I know a lot of towns across the state are going to do events. How about you, Joe? You've been very patient in Point Pleasant Beach. How you doing, man?
How you doing this morning, Bill?
I'm doing great. I hopefully will spark a conversation that will get people more energized to really understand the value of being an American.
Well, that's what we're trying to do down here in Point Pleasant Beach. Community spirit is alive and well in our town. We've got a great group of volunteers and a fantastic week planned this week.
Tell us.
First of all, I would ask Dan to try to cooperate with us and give us good weather. We're starting off with a summer concert tonight put on by the Recreation Committee at the Bandshell in Point Pleasant Beach. That's a free concert for anybody who wants to come out and attend and sit under the stars and listen to some good music. On Thursday, we've got a concert that is being generated by the mayor and his 250th committee. That, again, will be a free concert under the stars, followed up by fireworks coming off the boardwalk thanks to Jenkinson's. On Friday evening, we've got a short documentary film at the Bandshell, followed by the playing of Yankee Doodle Dandy, an old movie to get everybody energized. And finishing up on Saturday morning with a good old-fashioned parade down Arnold Avenue, ending at the Bandshell, and then a big block party for all the residents of the town.
All
of this is being done by volunteers. And we're getting donations and sponsorships. And thanks to our mayor, Doug Vitale, it's going to be a great week.
I love it. Point Pleasant Beach, you have not lost the spirit of America. It's good to hear. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for having the patience to hang in there to let us know. Enjoy the 4th. All right, Peter, you'll be first on the other side. So my question to you is, what's happened? I mean, have we lost the thread of our patriotism? You know, is it we are so divided that we now can't even come together as Americans to celebrate 250 years? And what does it mean, 250 years, when you drive into a local small town? And Eric described his small town as Mayberry, and now you've got pride flags and Black Lives Matter, and like what happened? What happened? I said it earlier. There should be only one pride flag. That is the flag of the United States. That's it. And this idea that we've allowed this corruption in our culture to where we have so many different groups out there. Everybody's identified. Everybody's a hyphen. You know, it's like we have lost the unity, and it's our fault. You can blame Trump all you want. You can blame Joe Biden and the massive inflation and the lockdowns. That's fine, but we allowed it to happen. You followed along. That's what happened. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Phil Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
7:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So, do you have the pride of being an American and celebrating 250 years? Are our younger callers today, Avery jumps to mind, are they right that the system is stacked? You got the Trump family raking in the billions. You've got the same people getting supported by the Republicans that have led to what could be a permanent minority status of the Republican Party, certainly in blue states like New Jersey. And you saw what happened in California, all this hype and everything excited about Spencer Pratt. Meanwhile, you know, you claim stolen election all you want. The reality is that enough people didn't get turn out and vote for the guy to, as the old saying goes, that Trump, I love the Trump team came up with, you know, too big to rig. There's always a cheating. They've been cheating in politics forever. But the challenge I'm finding now is that, yeah, we could talk about the, you know, 500 teens coming from the city to go wreck the suburban festival. That's all true. That happens. I understand these small towns canceling it. But are you going to tell me that we have the same level of American pride that we had 50 years ago for the 200th? I don't see it. And I was a kid then. Are we talking about the greatness of America in our second grade classes, third grade classes? Teachers, are you out there putting up the American flag and saying that this is the true pride flag? No, you're not saying that because you're afraid to get fired. Because somebody will say, oh, you're a homophobe. You can't say that. Meanwhile, how many gay guys are out there saying, dude, don't wrap this around me. I'm just living my life. I'm not making a political statement out of my sexual preference. But this is not the conversations that we're having. And what do you think? What is happening in this country? Because I'll be honest, guys, it doesn't seem very good. Let's go to Raymond in Galloway. What do you got for us, Raymond?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, so, you know, one of the things, and I agree with you, is that the American flag, we should be able to embrace it under any race, color, creed, religion. I said, but we haven't promoted it. And it's not that we need to put it up and say America is great. We need to put it up and show that the American government, the American people will do the right thing. Because it's not the flag. It's the actions of the people. If the people perceive that they're not going to be represented well, then yes, they're going to fly their own colors. But if a U.S. government, a U.S. policy, or just U.S. feeling is, hey, this is my fellow U.S. citizen, not just American, and I should embrace them under this flag no matter who they are. That's what we don't promote. We don't actually promote unity. We're getting to a point where we are divided. We are stacked, to use your phrase. And that is not helping us at all as a country.
Yeah, you know, that really is a great point, Raymond. I think you're right that we've, And part of it is, and you know, whether or not we needed to go into Iran for the nuclear issue, part of the problem is that you hear the government saying contradicting things. Like, on one hand, we've decimated them, they're wrecked, they're destroyed. On the other hand, we're going to negotiate for the next 60 days over controlling their nuclear program. I thought we were going to wipe it out. Well, now we're curbing it. That, you know, you start to listen, right? Like, what happened? I thought we went in and won.
It doesn't make sense. And that's where the division comes in, because our flag is, you know, here's our flag. We're saying one thing, but we're doing another. And then we're doing one thing and saying another. And it's very confusing. I don't mind if we go in and we do something wrong. You know, like, that happens. It's going to happen. Nobody wants a war.
Fair.
But own it. You know, own it and say, okay, hey, people, we don't want to be in this war. That's fine. What can I do to help you out of it? Or, hey, people, these guys were going to come in. Well, we did something about it, but then let's be done. We are too split on direction. And I'm a Republican, I said, but it's hard for me to root for my team when I see actions like this.
Yeah, it's
this
a great.
Is not unifying.
It's a great point, Raymond. All right, thanks for making it. Have a great rest of your day, and happy 4th. Derek, you'll be first on the other side of the news next there. I've 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back into it. We're talking about patriotism, or maybe the lack of, as we head into the 250th birthday, celebrating 250 years of independence. It occurs to me that you've got not just the political division, but my sense is it's just a lack of enthusiasm. And my reference point is going back when I was 7 years old and we were celebrating the 200th birthday of America. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing the red, white, and blue, enthusiastic patriotism. We were the best. And something's happened over the past decade or so. What do you think? Rachel in Galloway. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you, Bill?
Doing great. Thanks.
I was going to say, I think a lot of it, too, is just the widespread and availability of information. I mean, when you were seven, could you pull up a video of, you know, a five-year-old in the Middle East, you know, picking up their dead brother off the side of the road? You know, did you have apps that could tell you what politicians are on sitting on certain committees and then buying certain stock and then the next day, oh, they, you know, it's just like, and there's nothing, and what it should be. And I think there's nothing more patriotic than hating your government but loving your country. Oh, we used to rally over like a 5% tea tax, throwing stuff in the river, set people on fire. And now we're, you know, and now we're lazy, we're apathetic, we're just, you know, we can hustle people together in the streets to celebrate the Knicks. But like, what, Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail for trafficking nobody to nobody, and that doesn't piss you off? And I don't know if it's because I'm a mom now. I like to think it's not. I like to think I would have, you know, gone toe-to-toe with anybody, you know, messing with nobody before. But that's, you know, I think what it is, and we've kind of lost sight of that. You know, I've always voted Republican, and now I've kind of just seen, like, woken up. I think a lot of people have. I think you lose touch kind of with boomers don't feel this way, but it's, you know, it's right-wing, left-wing of the same bird. We're all doing the same thing. One side just kind of does it a little more flamboyant than the other, you know, like, why am I giving money to countries that hate us? Why am I giving, you know, I'm pissed off.
You shot out of a cannon today. I love it. I love your enthusiasm, yeah. Rachel. You said something that is so great. Love your country, hate your government. You're spot on with that. And I think that that's the problem. The Republicans tend to, you know, they win, and all of a sudden you've got a majority in Congress, which they have totally squandered, and they're going to lose because they've absolutely betrayed anything that they had talked about when they started. And, you know, it's when your side becomes the same problem. You know, how does Lindsey Graham get an endorsement from President Trump? This guy, he's a horror show. He's among the worst the Republicans have to offer. Total insider, total forever war guy, and gets the full backing of the president. And it's just, you know, the average person out there is like, well, wait a minute. I thought we were different. I thought we were going to root out the deep state. I thought we were going to go after all these actors. And you said it, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, we still don't have all the answers. And
you know, and this is what the Second Amendment's got nothing to do. And there's a point to this, I swear. It's got nothing to do with hunting licenses or self-protection. The Second Amendment is so you can have the same weapons your government has.
Right.
So when they start doing this crap, you can overthrow them. And we can't. You know, we've just all left. Like, it's insane. And people always ask me, because if you criticize Trump, they think you're a liberal. You criticize a little bit. Like I said, I'm more independent now, whatever. Quite frankly, I want all members round up with a tall oak tree. You got to answer in front of everybody, and let's just be done with them. Get them out, man. You're treason, what everybody's doing.
Rachel, it's interesting you say that. You think about, the Thomas Jefferson's famous quote, the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. The interesting thing about it is Biden said the quiet part out loud. He talked about the Second Amendment. If you remember, he had a quote, and I've got to go back and find it. But basically what he said is, you know, we've got missiles and planes and tanks, and you guys have, you know, rifles and pistols. It's you don't have what you think you have with the Second Amendment.
We don't even have that. We got smartphones. That's it.
That's exactly right. Well, let me ask you this, Rachel. Do you think you can vote your way out of this mess?
No, you can't. Not till something drastic is going to happen, needs to happen. You know, that's just how it is, unfortunately. I don't think you can vote your way out of this.
You're going to stay in Jersey? You said you're a mom now.
I don't know. I used to listen to you guys all the time when I worked on the drill rig, and then now I don't. But I'm on the drill rig today, so I call in, I get pissed off, I get ready to go to work. I don't need any coffee. You guys, Rachel,
that's what I'm here to do. Better than coffee. I get you all riled up. You're gonna have a great day
now. You too. Bye bye.
Hey man, take care, Rachel. You know what? You gotta love Rachel. I shot out of a cannon this morning. But she brings up some really interesting points. Let me ask you this question. Do you agree with Rachel? She's a young mom. She's out working today and does not think we can vote our way out of this. And then you got to ask yourself, well, what is this? Well, this is a world where a 20-something mom can barely afford to pay her bills and has to sit and watch. And she said a couple of things that I thought were really interesting. The members of Congress who sit on a committee vote for something to happen. Meanwhile, they're invested in the company that benefits. You don't have that kind of access. How many of you saw a windfall with the SpaceX IPO? None of you. Somebody did. There's us and them. And them, they're in charge. And they throw things at you. They have you turning on people who make common sense. Think about how the MAGA world had so many Trump supporters hating my guts for criticizing Trump smartly on Warp Speed. Now they're silent about it because now we know that the vaccine was a horror show. But I criticized them. Why? Because I'm not in a cult. I'm an American who challenges our elected officials, even the ones I voted for. But we've lost that thread. The minute the MAGA cult could not tolerate any disagreement, it became a cult and not a political movement. Same thing with the Democrats. The minute that the Democrats, in New Jersey in particular, were too scared to stand up to the obvious creep of socialism and communism, the obvious mutilation of children, destruction of the family, assault on our faith. The minute all these fake faith leaders stood down and allowed COVID to lock us down, we knew we had lost our way. But 95% of you followed right along. So I hope you heard Rachel's anger, because if you're not feeling that, you're not paying attention. Your government hates you. They don't even care enough about you. Truthfully, maybe it's not even hate. They're indifferent to your struggles. They don't care that you're struggling to put food on the table. They don't care that Rachel's got to work the shift on the rig to put food on her table. They don't care that your neighborhoods are overrun with criminal migrants from third world countries that are destroying our culture and our safety. and putting such a burden and stress on our infrastructure that you, as a tax-paying, law-abiding American, have to struggle through potholes and costs and worry that your kids who move to the city are going to be safe when they're on the subway. You're the one that has to struggle and worry. You think that Donald Trump cares? You think that Mikey Sherrill cares? No. So I misspoke. They don't hate you. They don't give a crap about you. We're on our own. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 747 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
Bro.
.754 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So what are your thoughts on some of the sentiment you've heard? And if you've noticed, Rachel, Avery, younger 20-somethings, mad as hell, angry at the corruption in our government, angry that Republicans and Democrats line their own pockets and that of their family while you struggle to make ends meet, angry that you've got to pay the highest cost of living just about anywhere in the Garden State, while the politicians that tell you trust the plan enrich themselves. Let's go to Derek in Rahway. What do you got, Derek?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, you know, listening to Rachel, like, I agree with her on many points. So can I make 2 points?
Please do.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to my first point that I wanted to make, because you were talking about America 250 initially, all right?
Yep.
So in my opinion, I already know, like, they were probably just salivating within the public school systems this year, these administrators and educators, to kind of, like, push back against the America 250 the celebrations. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't see the it starts in our educational system, right? That's my opinion.
Okay.
My second point, which Rachel really, like, and I'm 53 years old, but I feel her frustration. I feel like she probably actually voted for Republican candidates, and she was actually let down because we were let down too. There was an agenda out there, and it's just been totally kicked to the curb. I'm not even going to say names no more, and I'm going to end with this. I am not donating a single penny, and I haven't, to the Republican Party to begin with, because I am so frustrated with them. We had an opportunity, and honestly, it's lost. I don't know what's going to happen in the midterms. I'm not going to say I'm not going to vote, but I'm not going to shell out no money for these people because they're letting us down. And when I heard Rachel, the way she talked, like they're gonna scoop her up. The left is going to scoop her up.
Yeah. And Derek, that's the problem.
Bill, 50 years from now, think about it, Bill. If we don't make these changes and correct things, 50 years from now, it won't be called America 300, Bill. We won't be around either. Possibly.
No, and look, it's part of the thing. You know, people are not paying attention. I'll just give you one point. We were talking about it yesterday, that when Claude, you know, the AI company, turned down the government's offer to make these unmanned drones that are basically run by computers for the battlefield that will kill people, there was a moral question. And, you know, OpenAI came in and said, well, we'll do it. Now, you got to think about that. An unmanned drone weapon combined with a 15-minute city, you've got a recipe for tyranny unfolding over the next few decades. And the challenge with it is young people like Rachel and Avery end up voting for a Mamdani because at least you got a guy that tells you he's speaking for you. He doesn't. Yep. He's a communist. But that's the challenge. The Republicans are actually enabling Mamdani and AOC. It's their fault. It's the fault of President Trump supporting guys like Lindsey Graham and torpedoing smart guys like Tom Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. He went after his own base and wrecked these guys. Then he started a war that he promised he wasn't going to do, and we're paying the bill at every level. Is it all Trump's fault? Of course not. That's ridiculous, too. But the challenge is when the Republicans betray their base, people leave. And now we got a problem. Thank you, Derek. Have a good one. 7:58, Eric Scott with the news next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
It's 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, there is an election coming up, and there are challengers to some of the incumbent Democrats in New Jersey. Eric, let me just ask you, are any of the races for the Republican incumbents rated anything other than likely Republican? Is Tom Kaine's a toss-up?
I think that's moved into toss-up category now. I mean, you're not going to have to worry about Chris Smith, and I think...
Van Drew will be fine, too.
I think Van Drew is leaning Republican at this point. I don't think he's going to have an issue. But it also is going to depend, you know, largely on whether they go through and gerrymander these districts again. I don't think they'll be able to do it before the election, but there had been some talk of doing that.
Changing the... Which would mean... But actually, they're talking about... Well, you look at the map. The New Jersey congressional map is a nightmare. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely absurd. All right, so this is looking, you are right, last updated, it went from lean R to toss up. It's actually, according to Cook, a D plus zero.
Okay.
That's interesting. And I think they're basing, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Who is it? Rebecca Bennett is running against Tom Kaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough race. And I think it's a tough race.
Well, I think it's going to be a tough race. I mean, and because he's been absent for so long, you know, he's not due back on the hill for another 7 days.
I just don't even know what to say. I feel bad for the guy, but I don't know how you lock up a congressional seat like that. And especially with... This district, how does this district go from lean R to toss up? How it shouldn't happen, given the towns that are in it, given the district itself. I mean, I just, it's frustrating to me because I'm looking at the district. The problem is the way they drew it, right? So it goes from, Mount Olive all the way down to Bridgewater and then, out almost to Essex. I mean, it's a huge district.
I don't know. How effective a congressman he is viewed as by the constituents in that district.
Yeah.
You
realize, Eric, if Tom Kaine loses, you're down to two members of Congress, and that means all of that Trump country, Hunterdon County, Warren County, every bit of that land is going to be run by Democrats who favor socialists. Yeah. I just can't imagine... How the Warren County, Sussex County Republicans have allowed this to happen. Hunterdon County, huh? This is a testament to the failed, weak leadership of the New Jersey Republican Party.
Well, right. I don't know how you lay it off on anything other than that. And, you know, keep in mind that a lot of this, too, is laid at the feet of former Governor Chris Christie, who had an opportunity when he was in charge... And they did a major redistricting to draw districts that were more favorable to Republicans, or at least districts that were competitive.
No, they just solidified who was in office then.
Right. And that's unfortunate because if you look at your state legislative districts, if you look at your congressional districts, you missed an opportunity to set yourself up for future success, at least in districts that you could consider competitive. And that didn't happen. And that's why at that point I've said Chris Christie is one of the biggest factors, along with the ineptitude of the Republican Party.
Well, right.
Republicans have been relegated to irrelevancy for more than a decade.
But they also, the Republicans went along with it. They treated Chris Christie in a very similar way that Republicans treat Donald Trump. He's the boss. He's in charge.
Right.
We can't do anything about it.
No doubt.
So, again, strong leaders like Trump and Christie were the big factors, but the weak, spineless cowards, these inept fools are the reason that they allowed this to happen. It should have never happened. It doesn't happen in the Democrat Party. They fight like hell, and the stronger ones end up rising to the top, but then they wrangle and they get something out of it. And now they're potentially looking at 10 out of 12 seats. All right, I'm going to take a quick break for traffic and weather. Michael McGuire, here's a guy that's running uphill, but he believes he's got a real shot at flipping a seat this year. How about that? 8:14, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
It's 8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back in. So New Jersey's 3rd District, represented by Herb Conaway, far left guy, certainly one of the chief drivers of our lockdowns and all this fake medicine, and calls himself a doctor. But he's the one who replaced Andy Kim when Andy Kim became a United States senator. The guy that just won the primary running in this district, Michael McGuire, joins us. Good morning, Michael, and Semper Fi. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Semper Fi. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell me, why do you believe you got a shot at taking out Herb?
Well, we're going to point out all the things that Herb has done. You know, it's a funny story, Bill. I was just on Facebook the other day. I'm scrolling in, and I got an advertisement for Herb Conaway complaining about the Trump gas expenses. I almost spit out my coffee when I saw it.
Yeah,
you know, most
right?
most people don't realize, you know, Herb has been was in the legislature since 1987. And, you know, in 2016, when our gas tax was only 14.5 cents a gallon, this is now his tax that he owns. It's now 49 cents a gallon. That is the Herb Conway tax. And when everyone goes and fills up in New Jersey, they should realize the tax before was 14.5 cents before Herb Conway came in. Now they're paying 49.5 cents a gallon of gas tax.
Yeah, it's nuts. Now, it's a huge district. I mean, you go down all the way to Mullica. I mean, it's just enormous, from Marlboro, Freehold, out to Trenton. How do you manage a race like this and overcome the deficit where you've got so many more Democrats and Republicans?
Well, the good news is we have a lot more unaffiliated voters in New Jersey's 3rd District, and they're absolutely sick of the party politics, I believe. You know, they're absolutely getting crushed right now by the cost of living that Herb is directly responsible for since 1997. And, you know, my motto is I'm going to serve the same way I served the NYPD. I didn't look up people's voter registration before I helped them out. I'm going to help everyone out equally, Republican, Democrat, and Independents, and we're going to take control. We're going to show up, and we're going to build a coalition around New Jersey's 3rd District.
How much of a what would you say the main message is, though, to the unaffiliated voters who are they're not happy with Trump? The numbers on the war are really, really low. And, you know, the Democrats, I think a lot of independent voters understand that they are far too left right now. So you got an opportunity in the middle. How do you communicate with them?
Well, absolutely. We're going to tell them who's directly responsible for the cost of living here in New Jersey, and that Trump didn't come around until 2016, and then he was even gone for 4 years. But Herb has directly been responsible in New Jersey since 1997. He's been here, and we're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So now he screwed up New Jersey. Now he wants to screw up the entire country. I mean, this guy, my kids can't afford to live here. People are leaving from college, and they're moving down to North Carolina, Florida, everywhere else that's red and more affordable here. And we're going to need a congressman that's going to actually show up in our district instead of showing up to places like Delaney Hall. I mean, this guy, the last time he showed up to our district was last year, was last July, when the federal government wanted to house illegal immigrants in McGuire Dix Air Force Base. And what did he do then? Did he support it? No, his response was, believe it or not, this is his words, he called it a Garden State Gulag. Gulag, which is insane. I mean, these are exact words. He produced a video and put this up. So a Gulag is something that Stalin used to murder descendants. The Gulag is where millions of people froze and starved to death in Siberia. And this is what a sitting congressman, a United States congressman representing the district, called law enforcement in his district. It's almost disqualifying.
So how do you get the message out? You're going door to door. You're doing events. How much can you rely on the local Republican Party? What's the strategy? Got about 45 seconds.
I got I got to tell you, the local Republican Party is energized. I was in Eastham last week on a Thursday night, and you got over 65 individuals showing up on a Thursday night in June, a couple weeks after the primary. They are energized, but we are also going to do it directly the way we did the primary. Instead of just targeting, obviously, Republican voters to win the primary, we're going to be targeting the unaffiliated, and we're also going to be providing what I call the Kennedy normal Democrats. We're going to micro-target them. I reached out to huge numbers in the Republican Party. We're going to reach out to huge numbers by text messaging. By every time they turn on Facebook, they're going to see me. By commercials running, they're going to know about me and my service to the country, and that I'm going to serve them just like I'm going to serve the Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
All right, Michael. How do people find you? What's the website?
They need to go to MichaelMaguire4Congress.com, and every donation will help us spread that message. Text message is only 4 cents a text message. So if you have $5, whatever it is, to spread that message and help me get out there and reach the voters and make New Jersey more affordable again.
Got to leave it there. Thank you for calling. Stay in touch. Good luck to you. 829, Eric Scott with your news now. 838 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Tac Pal. Huh, Jill?
It's the Tac Pal.
Do you say that? I've never heard anybody say that.
I say it. I don't know. You know, I don't know if that's credible, but I say
it. I like it. As Kathy just said, if you say it, it's automatically credible.
It's the Ben. It's the Betsy. It's the Walt.
The
I mean,
Betsy?
They're your buddies. Barry, you know.
Commodore Barry. I guess
the BBB.
So.
What's the BBB?
Burlington Bristol Bridge. Everybody knows that.
Is that what you say? Does everyone know
Come
that?
On, Bill.
All right, here's one I always mess up.
And I grew up in Cherry Hill. I just like the Ben Franklin.
The Benny.
The Benny.
I think things have devolved over time, is what I think. I think we should use the names.
Here's one that I always mess up.
Because a Benny is somebody coming from New York to the Jersey Shore.
I will admit I always mess up this one. The Scudder, is it the Scudder Falls Bridge or the Scudder's
Where's the S?
Falls Bridge?
Scudder's Falls.
Scudder, two S's?
Scudder Falls? Wait a minute.
Two S's?
I don't know.
Eric, you're kind of local to this area.
I think there's an S on it. I think it's Scudder's.
Scudder's Falls?
I believe so.
See, I would go two S's. For giving me this group of validation, the group therapy here. It is called, I hate this, the Scudder Falls Bridge.
I am incorrect.
There is no S.
I got it wrong, too. I thought it was Scudder's Falls, which is really hard to say.
So the area is Scudder's Falls, which there's no falls there. Do you see any
falls?
Yeah,
we're the falls.
There's no falls. Exactly.
It's like the rapids of the Delaware.
Yeah, but it is the Scudder Falls
Bridge. So Scudder Falls?
Yeah.
I think we should rename it.
Isn't there also Scudder's Mill? Yeah.
That's where our brains get mixed.
Scudder's, right?
That's Scudder's Mill.
Everybody
keeps saying Scudder's. I want everybody listening right now.
Sounds like Scudder's. Like an off brand of Skittles.
Yeah,
I got stuck with Scudder's.
they gave out Scudder's for Halloween.
Did you get Skittles?
No, I got Scudder's.
I got Scudder's.
it
sounds like something I would buy as a replacement.
You have to call the doctor for
it. No, I got a deal. I got the Scudder's instead of the Skittles.
Yeah. But you wouldn't need any of that stuff, so you're not buying it.
That is true. I'm not even buying the off-brand. Interesting. So what did you tell me? It's Scudder Falls.
No S.
Scudder's
with no
Mill,
S.
Scudder
but
Falls.
Scudder's Mills has an S.
Correct.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense
Scudder
at all.
Scudder Falls.
It has to be. What is it even named after? Is it a family name?
Now you're going to pull this into the history and stuff.
It's got to be, I would think, right?
I'm down a rabbit hole on this.
I know. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, they should have kept the original name on the Carillo's Bridge and given him that bridge. That'd be way easier. The JKB there would be a lot easier than Scudder's Mills, Scudder's Falls.
I know.
How's the traffic there?
Right now? Mwah.
But really?
You know what? Underneath the Scudder Falls Bridge, now everybody's going to say Scudder Falls. There are those little tiny islands.
Yeah.
I mean, the Delaware River is very narrow there, but you could buy those at one point.
Could you?
Imagine?
Oh, I remember when you could buy those.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. No. They were for sale?
Yeah.
Why would you buy it, though? It's in the middle of the river. You can't really...
I know. Eric, thank you again for validating that, too, because I was like, did I make that up?
No.
Did anyone buy it?
So the Scudder Falls Bridge is named
you can't even say
after,
fast.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It's named after Richard Betts Scudder, an early 18th century settler who purchased a 500-acre tract along the Delaware River. Now, his property encompassed an area of rapids, subsequently become which became known as the Scudder's Falls.
Thank you. That's what I said.
So they're rapids, it's not a waterfall.
The bridge is Scudder, but as Eric just said, there's an area around it called Scudder's Falls.
And if it was named after Richard Scudder, it would be Scudder's, apostrophe S.
Because it's his falls.
It would be the Scudder's Falls Bridge. So they've named it incorrectly.
It's grammatically incorrect.
Right.
Correct.
So Scudder Falls is not correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Imagine if he invented McDonald's. we're heading over to Scudder's. There's a lot I could do with this name.
But this is so Jersey that we, like,
it
the
is
way
Jersey. Yeah.
And the Outer Bridge Crossing is not the reason it's called a crossing. Do you know why?
No.
It's not called a bridge.
I have no idea.
Because the bridge is actually, the person is Outer Bridge. The bridge is named after a person whose last name is Outer Bridge. So it would be called the Outer Bridge Bridge.
What? I feel like I have lost brain cells in this conversation.
Pull Bob into this.
We've just underlined again the absurdity of New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised I didn't know that about Scudder's Falls, because I would torture my kids. I would take them to Washington Crossing once a year.
That area, right?
And we would walk through there.
Yeah.
And I would go through a 3-hour history lesson with them. And they hated it.
There's a lot coming to light.
But as they get older, I bet they learn to appreciate. They lived right where George Washington
is. I know.
Right? Like it's cool.
Yeah, the Outer Bridge Crossing.
Think about the history.
Although my oldest, who is not always the sharpest tool in the shed, thought the crossing went the other way.
George.
Going that way.
George. Yeah. I'm calling him George.
That it went from Jersey to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania to Jersey.
I think a lot of Jerseyans.
Because he's a Jersey kid.
Yeah. Right.
So Jersey first.
The Outer Bridge Crossing is named after Eugenius Harvey Outer Bridge. He was a businessman.
That's true. So that was his name.
Yeah. His name was.
So, I think it should be the Outer Bridge Bridge.
Wouldn't that be great? The Eugenius Harvey Outer Bridge Bridge.
That would be more Jersey. The Outer Bridge Bridge. Like the fact that they thought to make it easier to say is sort of absurd and not on brand with Jersey at all. Forkin River, case in point. 8:45, fast traffic instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Bob, I didn't get to you fast enough on the conversation we were having about
bridges.
The Scudder Scudder Falls. We're having a whole discussion about this Outer Bridge Crossing.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
That
aside from the fact that it's the oldest bridge that has not been replaced yet. So, I mean, compared to the beautiful new Goffles Bridge.
The Goffles is nice. Now that I'm doing that almost every day,
Outer Bridge Crossing is just dangerous. It's like you cannot take your eyes off the road, two hands on the wheel, and just pray you get to or from.
I just learned today, though, it's named after Eugenius Harvey Outer Bridge.
Yes, it's he was the first chairman of the Port Authority, I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I knew you'd know. He lived on Staten Island.
Right.
So he gets the bridge. But I'll bet you there are very few people under the age of me who know that that's a person.
Right.
Because it just sounds like it's an outer bridge.
Right, because it is the most outer bridge for the area. Getting to or from New Jersey over to Staten Island and New York. It's the southernmost crossing.
How's the traffic on it today?
No problems. But the big story would be, can you imagine? First of all, we're not going to build any more roads or bridges in this area. That's pretty much a done deal. But did you know that there was a proposed bridge that would have gone from around the Hazlitt area and gone across the Hook, Sandy Hook, north of the Hook, and it would have connected over by the Verrazano Bridge?
I did not know that.
Can you imagine how nicer of a commute that would have been if we had a real outer bridge over the bay there?
Can you imagine?
That was proposed way back when they were laying out the highway plans, and that did not get approved. That would have been
They said, let's have a choke point. Let's make sure it's all bottlenecked.
Let's make everybody go on the parkway up to the Driscoll Bridge. Yeah, let's do it that way.
It's unbelievable. It's so bad. Although, I will tell you this, though, Bob. Yesterday, I was off yesterday. Traffic with the World Cup, it didn't seem that bad.
No, it was a Monday. It was a pleasant surprise. Maybe it was the time of day, and people just knew that it was going to happen that way, and people just got on the train before 4 o'clock, before it went exclusive, and just planned their travels accordingly. I mean, who knows? But I think we've got this down. I think we've got five more matches to go here. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. When's the next one? Thursday.
Thursday. Yes.
Yeah. I am in the city tomorrow, but not Thursday. So I think
lucky you. So yeah, we'll talk about the Verrazano some other time. That's a whole different story.
That's a whole conversation there. Yes. But we're learning. It's the Verrazano Narrows,
right?
And it has been referred to as the Narrows Bridge, but that's the body of water it crosses.
Correct, and it's the most narrow point in the harbor there. That's where they put it there. But it's one of the longest bridges in the country. I believe the suspension bridge is that bridge, the GW Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridges. They are top three of the longest suspension bridges in the country.
How about that? Bragging rights.
And it was featured in a famous 1970s movie.
Oh.
Does everybody know that one? I'm sure a lot of people know that one. Saturday Night Fever.
No kidding. Yeah. Look at that this. Bob, I feel like we should do a podcast on New Jersey roads and bridges.
I'm there. You let me know.
I'm thinking about it. All right.
I'll clear my schedule.
Yeah, maybe the Port Authority will sponsor it. All right.
That'd be good. I like that.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk soon. All right. It's 8:55. Jenner Solo with your news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Prime Day. Apparently it's Prime Day. I didn't know that.
Woo-hoo.
Here's the problem.
I've been waiting for this day.
So I'm out there. We are in our Tuesday hate-o-meter review meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said to Jill, I said, you know, there's probably no meeting like this happening anywhere in the country right now. No, and we're reading through, like, which of the profanities Eric will enjoy and put the most emphasis on as you select the ones to use. Now, tomorrow's going to be a little different. We're doing a little retro hate. Here's why I'm saying
retro hate.
Retro hate, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Best of.
Literally, producer Thomas went back into the archives, and there's some doozies out there.
Reddit.
But you should be clear that it's not a repeat of something that's aired before. This has never been aired.
No, this it's is like never you before aired.
You unearthed it.
He unearthed some things from Reddit.
Reddit's brutal, man.
It's brutal.
Yeah, yeah. You got some serious hate there.
Sweet pea Chris Rollins from our sister station was walking by, and she goes, "How could you handle this? I would be crying in the corner." And then she read some of them with her sweet voice, and I was like, "Oh,
I feel like I really may ask her to read next time." She was pretty good.
Oh my goodness!
And she was reading it loud. Right?
She read them out loud,
and they were uncensored out there.
And can we say, like, Jill was very careful. She looked in the studio before she opened the door and saw that Eric was doing a live read. If she would have opened the door,
that would have been problematic.
Yeah, because Chris is, she has there's the resting B face. She has resting loud voice. Like her resting voice is loud.
Is loud.
Like your outdoor voice.
Yeah, her resting voice is
loud. My resting voice is loud. I understand that.
I don't think you have a resting voice.
Okay, that's you just won the day.
Gen a one, fair point. Is zero.
A fair point.
Now, that was good.
Believe it or not, I'm going to bring us back. That was funny.
Oh, you're going to bring
us
back.
I'm going to bring us back. So Joe Heyer is walking by after Chris. Yeah. And
this is our PST morning crew,
Prime
by the way.
Days?
Well,
I thought you were bringing back to Prime Days.
I am.
Okay.
Listen to this.
I'm waiting.
Apparently, we're getting back to Prime.
And something came up about. I said, I'm not interested in Prime Day because I've already done all my shopping on Instagram. He's like, he looked at me like, what?
Well, that didn't make any sense. That's for sure.
I did not compute with Joe Heyer that I shop on Instagram. He's like, well, what have you bought?
I'm like, please, Joe, pants.
Pants?
A weird frying pan?
Yeah.
What topped it this weekend was when I sent you and Jody the picture of... It's worse. My man shopping on YouTube.
Did you post this to Facebook or Instagram?
She hasn't done that yet.
I think you should. It's Jill, good.
It's the only reason I can't do it is it has my children's birth dates.
Yeah.
Well, not really. They're prison dates or something.
Just describe
we don't know.
It. Describe it. The problem.
It has my son's birth as almost 19,999.
So Dave goes on.
Poor Dave. I love Dave. Dave, you tried.
He crushes you too.
I love him.
And we love him. Great guy. But he thinks he's going to do the right. Was this for a birthday?
Yes, it's her
my
early birthday Tuesday. Gift.
I walked in the house. There were candles lit and presents wrapped.
Well, explain why. Because he's going to be away, right?
Yeah.
So when's your birthday? Next week?
It's Tuesday. And, okay. and Dan Zaro is Monday.
Oh.
So there was this large, looked like something that would hang on a wall. And I thought, oh, God, I hope it's something that is folded up in that. Because what is that? Is that going to go on my wall?
So what was it? It was like a canvas art?
It looks like a street sign of three street signs lined up.
With your kids' names.
With my kids' names and
birthdays.
But in the background, looks like the Wizard of Oz, the first part of the movie. It's like that black and white. Really?
Now, I saw it.
The tornado.
I see this, and I'm like, oh, what did he spend, like $50 on that?
No.
It was like $150.
I think it was a lie. He said I should have known when the credit card company rejected it twice, you know, because they knew it was some company that was a little shady.
Because it's coming from some little computer shop in a garage in China somewhere.
What makes it worse is they even got it wrong. Like, it's not even right.
Yeah, Rebecca.
They even screwed it up.
I forgot the slash for Rebecca, so it looks like her prison number.
It does look like a prison number.
And Sean is like aged
Here's the deeper question, though. Mm. Where did he think you were going to put it?
That's exactly
over
what I thought.
Your
he didn't
bed.
Think it through.
He mentioned this wall in my bedroom, which I was like, do you think I want to lay in bed and stare?
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the old school. The old school when parents would bronze the baby shoes.
Oh, my mother shoes. We still have my dad's bronzed baby shoes. Can you
remember that?
Yes.
This was,
we didn't do it, but
this is like how we've devolved as a society. Now it's like crappy canvas from China.
Yeah, this was the leg misspellings. Lamp. It was the Christmas Story movie, the leg lamp. It was
Fragile.
This was the leg. I'd rather have the leg lamp
I was going to say the leg lamp would have been better.
But Joe, I like that the credit card company flagged the purchase. They probably thought the card was stolen. There's some suspicious activity.
Wait, can we just go back to the fact that Dave was trying to do something really sweet by giving you something, a memory of your kids? I'm trying to spin it here.
Bill feels so much better now for all the dumb things that you've purchased.
I am vindicated. Thank you, Dave. I truly value you as a fellow shopping warrior to try to do the right thing. The dumb things I've bought. So, yeah, I'm a little vindicated now.
But the dumb things you buy are for yourself. They're not for Jody. There's a difference. You buy most of the stuff for yourself. The pants, the frying pan.
Cacao maker.
Did those gloves arrive that you ordered from QVC?
I was going to hope you weren't going to bring that up.
Can we talk about it on the other side?
I wish they could see your face.
Let's break the traffic away there. I'll tell you the glove saga.
Gloves?
Tomorrow. 10 minutes, 3 minutes. I don't know. Traffic away the next 9:15.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And before I get back into this, I'll tell you the glove story. I want to thank Ron and Suzanne Bossett. Great, great friends. And they run an awesome business, Rattan. And patio, Rattan Patio and Fireplace in Burlington. Just a great, great company. And Ron's dad, listen to this, ladies, 97 yesterday. How about that? Awesome. Happy birthday, Fred. 97. Like, I mean, I want to know, some will say it's genetics. I think it's got to be a lot of lifestyle. And then you find out he's probably doing every single thing that your doctors will tell you not to do.
Or he's like, I live a full seed oil diet.
Oh, my God.
You find out it's like bourbon and, you know, pork chops. Like, like, okay. Bourbon anyway, happy birth. Bourbon and pork chops would be sounds great.
That
right
would
now.
Be good.
Doesn't that sound good?
Bourbon on the pork chops. Yeah.
But anyway, happy birthday, Fred Bossett. That is, I think that's a huge milestone, 97. Wow. Like at that point, it becomes like you're like, the problem is you outlive everybody.
I hope we're not here
so
at 97.
So everybody you know is not around,
gone.
Right? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then
you
your peers anyway. Your
yeah.
peers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You meet new people.
Yeah. I just think it's great. What a milestone. 97. Anyway, have a very happy birthday, Fred. Congratulations. All right. I'm going to
pivot.
So let me just preface this by saying I'm watching the commercial.
Yeah. Now we have to monitor the
I saw
TV.
The gloves and I'm like, I need those gloves. Here's the challenge with the
They're
gloves.
They're barbecuing gloves. The guy was
pulling apart
meat and it
hot
was
meat
succulent
apart.
And
yeah,
juicy. It looked amazing.
Yeah. It looked amazing.
So he was pulling it apart with these
so
gloves.
So I do this. I pull pork. I this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're the meat puller in your family.
All right.
No, I mean, that's because yes, I don't see Jody doing it. I see you doing it.
This is why things devolve so quickly. Here.
Anyway,
so I don't like the grill. Jody's the griller. I like
oh,
the oven.
Oh, really?
I like slow mm-hmm. cooking.
Okay.
Even my ribs, I do in the oven.
Okay.
So I see the gloves, and I'm like, I could pull pork by hand instead of having. You could just do it right there in the pot. So I get the gloves. Gloves come. I think I paid $40 for these gloves.
I thought they were 30. Okay, well, maybe.
It was like two easy payments or three easy
shipping.
Payments
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Three easy payments.
Easy.
In small print, he bought 18 pairs, but go
so,
ahead.
So I get the gloves, and they're super shiny.
They were shiny on the TV. We could tell on TV what they would.
I showed Jody the picture before. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's going to smell.
We knew it. Yes.
They smell.
They smell.
Of course they
smell.
Not of meat. They smell of what?
Of like a plastic
like
chemical.
Like a
what
burnt.
Do you think made them that shiny?
So this is the problem. So I'm going to, we will do, there are certain things I don't make in the house because Jody does not like the smell. Like yeah. lamb. She doesn't like lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But I love those little mini lamb chops.
Those little
but
lamb
I do them
lamb
out
chops.
On the grill, but I do them in a cast iron. And
there
she'll
you
do
go.
Smash burgers in the cast. But then you got to get the cast iron. You got to bring it back in.
Sure.
So these gloves are going to, my concern is, at mm-hmm. what point will I find out whether they are truly, as advertised, heat resistant?
I know.
What if it's halfway
so
from the grill into
yet.
The house? I haven't used
oh,
them yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a little concerned.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah. You're going to have to try them.
I don't know. What if the plastic melts on the, just
right, and you're just like
and I'm halfway God,
welded
in the house.
Onto the
gloves. The gloves disintegrate as he's carrying
I don't
the
know.
Cast iron on in the house.
So I have a glove concern, but I'm definitely not pulling meat with them. There's no way. They're,
and to your defense, the TV made it look like the meat was making the gloves shiny because the meat was so juicy
yes.
that it just glistened up the gloves.
I
you know?
Should not. Impulse no. buy on TV.
You
yes,
always
Kathy?
Say that.
Kathy? Oh, you want me to break?
Yeah, she's like,
Kathy's
go.
Standing up. She's waving her hands. I'm like, I guess news is next with Jen Arcillo.
Yeah.
3 minutes. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Let's jump in and talk to Tony in Seaside. Let's talk about Small Business Monday. What do you got, Tony?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
A couple weeks ago, man. Big
yeah.
listener. You gave me a plug for my business. I sell solar, Tony Solar at Yahoo. I got several calls. I got three sold. As soon as I get paid the commissions, I always like to donate $500 for a referral. So I wanted to get in touch with you. Maybe we can do something like anything I get, I'd like to refer to your favorite charity or something like that.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, I can tell you the group I'm working with right now, the New Jersey Veterans Network, absolutely needs help. We're doing a lot of good stuff for the veterans across the state. And, Tony, I'd love to connect you with Michael Bohl.
Phil, I've been doing the Wounded Warrior programs for 35 years. I owned the body shop, and when somebody went away and came back and couldn't get in their car, I did it.
No kidding.
I made it handicap accessible, yeah.
So this is right up your alley. Give the business a plug again. Tell me
Tony Solar at Yahoo. TonySolar@yahoo.com. I sell solar, but it's not selling. It's giving it away. When the program is done right, it's amazing. Everybody that I leave the table say, how come everyone's not doing this? I say, because I can't be in front. But if the program is explained the way it should be, without the leases, without anybody trying to glom commissions and everything else like that, it's a wonderful, fabulous program.
How'd you get into that business from the auto shop?
18 years ago when I sold the body shop, I looked into something, and I said, you know what? I always liked, you know, the car and helping people and doing stuff like that. And a couple of my friends needed help, so I got into doing the roofing. And I said, well, why can't we knock this solar payments, you know, get these electrical bills out? And I've been doing it 18 years. I got, you know, several hundred installs. And
I love it.
I would say 95-98% of my clients are happy. Sure, you're always going to have one or two. Something went bad, you know. But listen, I'm there for the customer. I just want to get it done.
I love it. Tony, it sounds good. I'm going to do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Producer Kyle's going to get in touch with Michael Bowl. We'll connect you guys because that is a generous offer. We really appreciate it, and I'm glad
and
your business is thriving.
Urban. Also get me with Ron Urban. You told me you'd...
Did we not connect you already? I thought we did. If not, I'll
give him my number again.
I'm going to give the info to Kyle, and I'll get you in touch today.
God bless, man. Right? Semper Fi.
I'm on it, brother. Okay. Semper Fi. Hey, you know, if you have a small business you want to plug, I'm always, always available to do that. And I want to thank dotdesigning.com for sponsoring Small Business Monday. Now, of course, I was off yesterday, and I don't know if Eric did it yesterday, but to me, it's always appropriate to plug New Jersey small businesses. It's kind of, you know, it's funny, right? We've gotten so accustomed to clicking and ordering and something shows up at your door, but nothing beats working with a small business, especially when it's a service business. You know, that's why when we talk about some of our clients, our advertising clients, like Guaranteed Service, you know, you get to know the guys that are coming to your house to service your AC and your heater, and they become go-to guys when something is wrong. And it's really important to have that kind of connection. I mean, the men with tools, same thing, right? I know John, the owner. So it becomes a personal relationship. And I think that's something that is really, truly missing in our world. To come full circle, we were talking about America 250. And, you know, I hear the news report on the potluck dinners, et cetera. Isn't it sad that you need a group to encourage you to do it? Like, I was comparing and contrasting because I was aggravated that the World Cup was here. Not just because I'm not a soccer fan. What do I care? I'm not a professional sports fan at any level. I used to be, but it became too woke. And now you see Major League Baseball going after the players that wrote Bible verses on their pride hats because they rejected the ridiculousness of having to wear the rainbow flag as if it's another religion, a cult. Surpassing loyalty to the United States, you're more likely to get praise for hanging a pride flag than an American flag. It's a gross culture we have. It's wrong. And that's not an insult to gay Americans. No, actually, most gay Americans that I talk to, especially listen to the show, they don't want to politicize their sexuality. They want to live their lives. You live your life. That's how it should be. But when I hear this potluck, it's like this forced interaction. It reminds me, going back to the analogy of the professional sports, I'm in London, and my son-in-law, Charlie the Butcher, takes me to an event. It's a European English Soccer League, and Newcastle is playing Fulham. Now, I don't know Fulham or Newcastle from anywhere else. But we go, and the first thing that jumps out at you is how nice people are to each other, because it's literally the stadium is in the Fulham neighborhood of London. And the Newcastle folks traveled south to the stadium. But it was calm. People were polite. It didn't feel like, you know, you go to an Eagles game or something and it just feels like a crush of people. And and I know European football gets a bad rap because you do have some areas where totally unruly fans that get out of control. They drink too much and there are fights. And I get it. That happens. But what struck me is that sense of neighborhood, that it was a neighborhood event. And there were probably 25,000 people in the stands. And then you go from that to compare when fans start cheering for their team. In America, you've got big, goofy clown hands on a jumbotron because you got to be told when to sing, when to chant, when to clap. In London, nothing. Nothing. All spontaneous. The chants, the songs, the dirges, like these. It's like it's an emotional experience. And that's what we need to get back. So to come all the way back to where I started, that's why you want to build a relationship with New Jersey small businesses, because we shouldn't have to have these forced interactions. And the fact that you needed a group to promote the potluck, it's because people don't do it. They don't know who their neighbors are. We're blessed that we know who our neighbors are and we like them and they put up with me. So we have to get back to that. At the beginning of the show, I talked about America 250 and how I don't feel that we have the same patriotic emotion that we had 50 years ago when we celebrated 200. Part of that is we're disconnected from one another because you and your kids are buried in your phones. And that is something that we're going to have to curb if we curb anything. I'll give you my full thoughts on America 250 on the other side of Traffic and Weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I got to get out of here. The lesson on today is shop local. Shop local. You know, there's a lot to be said about the problems in this country, but don't forget you live in the greatest country on the planet, and there's something to be said that you don't have to defend your home from marauders and pirates and everything else and savages coming through. You know, you live in a relatively speaking, peaceful, safe area, and you compare it to the rest of the world, we're damn lucky. And this idea of being born American is a huge thing. And those that struggle to come here and want to do it the right way, God bless them. There's a reason why everybody's trying to come here. And I think that we need to not let politics get in the way of celebrating the concept that America is and the principles that it stands for. And yes, you got to love your country. And I'll go back to what Rachel said earlier in the show, one of our callers. Hate the government, love the country. You're not celebrating our government on July 4th. We're celebrating the spirit of America, the fact that we have established a nation that grants the most amount of people the maximum amount of freedom and prosperity and opportunity. So I think it's important to have that perspective as we head into this America 250. But make no mistake, we've got enormous problems. And until both parties wake up to the fact that we have to start fighting for the working and middle class in this country, things are not going to get better. But it's up to you, Rachel, Avery, all the 20-somethings out there struggling. You're the ones that have to turn this thing around. And we're with you. And a lot of folks my age not only see it and want to support you, but you got to get involved. You got to get engaged in the process or none of this gets better. All right. Tomorrow's another day. Remember, special retro hate-o-meter coming up tomorrow. Never before broadcast. 9:54. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.